Special guest joining me in studio today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh, along with Stephanie Covert, the only personal injury attorney I'll ever recommend. If you're a PI attorney and you listen to The Bottom Line, I'm really glad you do. But you can't be part of the team. Sorry, just we're going to have to find another way to incorporate you in the program because Stephanie's the one who has helped so many Bottom Line listeners. I know she's been a benefit to my family. I know Dennis Wilson's family has benefited from Stephanie's expertise as well. You owe it to yourself to have her name and number in your contacts, 877-214-4935. You also can go to kbrightradio.com/cover, and there's a prompt there that you can follow and sign up, and that gets your information in for Stephanie. So if you do need her in an accident situation, then it's already set up. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Thank you very much for having me, Roger.
You know, it's kind of weird to kind of pro forma and pre-register, if you will, for a personal injury case. Not that we want one. I don't want any of our listeners to need you. But if they do need you, things move so quickly, and there are so many things that we think we know about the process, and then it turns out we really don't know. Like, for example, one of my kids was in an accident several months ago, and the first question I asked was, well, what did the police report say? And their response was, well, they're not giving us a police report. They said it might take a month. And I thought, that's the craziest thing. But I see the flashing Caltrans signs. If you're involved in a fender bender and there's no damage or injury, just pull to the side, exchange your insurance cup, and on your way. And I thought, wait, if it happens on a road, don't the police have to get involved? Walk us through the process. Help Roger, who hasn't been in an accident in 5 years, understand what really goes on now if you're involved in a car accident on the road in California.
Well, the first thing that I would definitely suggest is, unless you know that it's a very minimal type of impact, primarily like in a neighborhood or some residential street or something like that.
You're at a stop sign.
Yeah.
You roll forward in the car ahead of you, didn't really do anything. You touch bumpers, but, you know.
Yeah,
that's no big deal.
You don't need the police. But, you know, if you get hit on the roadway, it is important for you to call the police. And let me tell you why. One, sometimes people can't tell that they're injured at the accident scene because of shock, because of adrenaline, they're not thinking of themselves. They're thinking about the vehicle at that time,
right.
And how I can't believe this happened. My whole day, I was supposed to do all these things, and now all of a sudden, everything changed. I think it's really important to call the police, and they'll ask you if you're injured or not. And what I would tell the listener is if you believe you may have been injured or have a medical history or you see damage to your car or the other car or you feel like the impact is heavy, you definitely call the police because they are your civil servant and you are the one that can say no. But do yourself a favor and have them write the report.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many times when people stay and write the report. The facts are very clear. They see the physical evidence. If there's property damage on the street, any leaking from an engine, exactly where it happened. If it was in a different lane, they see the skid marks because everything's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is, as you wait in time, evidence dissipates and it won't be for you, it'll be against you because the insurance company will say there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say, oh, I've got some errands to do. I got to get to work. I got to do this.
Sure.
I'm not going to stop and call the police. And many times those people speak to me and I say, did you make a police report? No, I didn't have time. And so the insurance company on the other side later on says, well, I believe what my insured said, not you, because I don't know you and you're a stranger.
Right.
So they're saying you're the one that caused it.
Mm. So without the police involvement there, if the insurance company says it's your fault and we believe our insured because they don't want to pay you a lot of money, then you're kind of stuck. Stephanie Cover's with me today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh, talking with Stephanie about personal injury law. That's what she does, and that's how she serves the body of Christ, and in particular, Bottom Line Show listeners. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. Make sure you have her name and number in your contacts. I was shocked just to listen to you, Stephanie, just now, talking about police reports. And realizing that if you don't say certain things like, I mean, I knew growing up, I had nightmares and vivid dreams when I was a kid. My mom was a very sound sleeper. I would come in and try to wake her up, and she'd sleep right through it. But she told me one time, if you say, Mom, I think I feel sick, I will wake right up. And I said, but I'm not sick. And she said, that's not the point. If I hear you say that, I will. And it worked. It was great. You know, I mean, I never had to worry about being up all night by myself going, oh, night terrors and things like that. But it sounds like this is something that we have to learn. Might seem counterintuitive because I know I'm a guy. If I get, you know, hit in an accident, I'm thinking I'm fine. You know, it's just no big deal. There's no bruising, no broken bones. I'm fine. Without realizing there could be neuromuscular issues. There could be you might have had a concussion that you're not real. Like you said, you're in shock when you get into an accident, because you didn't wake up this morning and saying, hey, at 9:30, I'm going to get rear-ended.
Right.
You know, I mean, this is where I'm going. So calling the police and saying, I've been involved in an accident and I have been injured is not lying. It's basically just saying that's the way you talk to the police to get them to come out and file a police report.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you think about it, you feel stiff somewhere, mm-hmm. whether it's your neck or your back. And those are actually signs that it's going to hurt more.
yeah.
Because when people feel injury, the closer they feel it to the point of impact, it's usually determined severity, according to orthopedic surgeons. Mm-hmm. But I've had defense orthopedic surgeons testify in trial that it can take sometimes up to 3 days before mm-hmm. you feel that pain. It's mm-hmm. not as severe, obviously, as one that would happen before. So don't take a chance on yourself.
Right. And as we talked about in our last conversation, when we are looking at personal injury law, we're looking at a biblical mandate in Exodus 21, but we're also looking at the temple of the Holy Spirit
yes.
being your body. And so when the temple is, let's face it, if you had an actual physical temple in your backyard where the Holy Spirit dwelt, you know, and that's God said everybody's supposed to get rocks and build an altar, temple, and stuff like that. And something knocked it over. What would you do? You wouldn't just sit there and go, "Wow, look at all the rocks on the ground." You'd say, "I got to rebuild the temple."
Yes.
So, and this for people who are rather self-depreciating like me. I think you and I are both kind of like, "Yeah, I know." But it's one of those things where you have to say, "Look, I have this responsibility before the Lord to take care of this."
That's right.
And there are means of which to do so. Remember, the temporal laws that we have in this country are based ostensibly, first and foremost, on biblical principles. Now, corrupt politicians and, you know, whatever, there's misappropriation in courts and it does happen. But the foundation, the intention, if you will, of American law and the legal system is biblical mandates.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's why we have personal injury law. Because somebody back in the day said, well, if all of our rights are given by God, then what do the Ten Commandments say? What does Exodus 21 say? What does Deuteronomy say? This is what we're to follow. Stephanie Cover in studio with me today here on The Bottom Line. We're talking personal injury law, and we're talking about how the things have changed in the law to where police officers now, it's kind of, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's kind of like the self-service aisle at the checkout at the supermarket. You know, where there's someone standing there, but if you don't need their help, they're not going to help you. And it's up to you to bag your own groceries and swipe the card. The insurance world with personal injury law has kind of become that way, hasn't it? Where the police officers are not in a big hurry to come out and file a police report. The insurance companies are just going to believe their own people. And if you're the one who got victimized, you're really on your own unless you have a good personal injury attorney.
Thank you. But something else, too, you have to be an advocate over is sometimes your own doctor's office. Before Obamacare, which was a little while ago, people would normally receive 35 to 40 physical therapy treatments. Mm. Now they try to give 5 or 6.
After an accident?
Yes.
Oh my. How do we go from 40 to 5? I mean,
they change the standard and people don't know.
So that's, remember, that is the quote unquote Affordable Care Act. And so that's how they're making it more affordable, basically saying, well, you won't come in as often, then they won't be spending as much. And so therefore, that makes your health insurance more affordable. But you're not really getting more affordable care. You're just not getting as much care.
Yeah, people don't heal with that little bit. Hmm. And I'm grateful when they come to me and talk to me, and then I will, depending upon their age and their need, mm-hmm. you know, whether they go to physical therapy or a little bit of chiropractic or some, I've had some 20-year-olds where they called me and they said, you know, the doctor says I'm supposed to get an injection and I don't want a steroid in me.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I would recommend something, depending upon the person, Pilates or something
like that.
Yeah. So don't feel that when they say you should be better by now or the time's up, trust your body, trust your mind, trust your heart, because it has definitely changed. There's some medical providers that try to refer you to YouTube so they don't have to use a physical therapist, so they don't have to buy equipment, so they don't have to deal with that at all as a way of cutting costs. It's pretty amazing. And the people that have come to me, I've always gave them something where they've told me after, thank you, my wife feels so much better, she's back to normal. I can, or younger people, I can do what I did before the accident and I couldn't after the medical treatment. So we have to be advocates for ourselves on almost every aspect. But when they tell me, then I can help them out.
Right, right. And this is where it's so important to have Stephanie Cover as your personal injury attorney. Think of, she's your own personal injury attorney. You know someone. Right. I mean, but the, we joke a lot about, I know a guy. Well, I know a gal. I mean, you know someone, you know, Stephanie Cover, because you're part of the Bottom Line family. I remember one time you told me, Stephanie, I believe that you got a call from someone who was going on and on and on about whatever, you know, it, like they knew me. And I said, I'll be honest with you, I don't recognize that name. But because of the program, they felt that kind of familial connection, which I'm honored. I'm thrilled that people would feel that close to us to make that conversation, because being part of the Bottom Line family, having Stephanie Cover as our official personal injury attorney, it's important. But we can't stress enough the spiritual ramifications of doing what we do. What Stephanie does, especially in the court, well, not necessarily that you want to have to go to court, but to have the advocate who says, this is about your health, this is about the temple of the Holy Spirit, this is about restoring what was taken from you or what you lost as a result of the accident. And we've got chapter and verse all throughout Scripture that helps define why you need a personal injury attorney when you get into a car accident. Take the last moments of our time together here, Stephanie, and I love when you kind of prayerfully, preachy, I mean, in a way, yeah. You know, where this is what sets Stephanie Cover's law practice apart from so many others.
I look at law as like other careers, whether you're a mechanic, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a businessman or insurance agent, all of us as a community, like Corinthians, we're part of a whole. We all work together to help each other, to be in community, because that's how the Lord designed us.
Yes.
And we're there to help each other and share with each other and help each other through different situations. And the heart of Christ is to be a servant. So, you know, whatever your occupation is and you're working, you're still serving, and you're serving that person that you're assisting with so that they can be put in a better situation, and you're giving all that you know and all that you can to bring them either back to the situation they were before, or fix their vehicle as best as they could, or, or whatever. But we all work together towards trying to respect each other and with the goal of loving one holy Lord.
Amen. Amen and amen. See, so we have Stephanie come on and preach every now and again, and then we mention, oh, yeah, and by the way, she's the best personal injury attorney in the Southland. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in Cover, 877-214-4935. I'm not going to shame you if you don't have her name and number in your contacts. I will just ask you again, with that stink eye that my mom used to give me when we were younger, why haven't you done this yet? 877, or just go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. You can get the ball rolling there. Stephanie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the work you do, but thanks for being with us today here on The Bottom Line.
Thank you for the work you do, and thank you for having me here today.